Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the Hip Hop Saved My Life podcast. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Now sit back, cause it's time for the podcast.
Hello and welcome to Hip Hop Saved My Life. I'm joined by Rumaj. How you doing, Rumaj?
I'm good. What episode number is this, do you think?
Fuck knows, mate.
50 something.
Yeah. And we are joined by... Kyle, I'm introducing you straight off the bat because been playing
with
this...
You don't want to talk
to me? Well, I'll talk to you, but I just want Kyle to be involved.
No, good idea, yeah.
So I'm honoured, delighted to be joined by Kyle Smith-Bino. I've pronounced that correctly,
Correctly, right? Yeah.
Yes, mate. Right. I mean, I did check with you just before.
How do you pronounce my surname?
Pardon?
How do you pronounce my surname?
Majendie.
Not bad.
What is it?
Majendie.
Majendie, right.
Yeah.
I normally say Majendie, don't I?
Yeah. I've stopped correcting people.
Why?
Because I just had it in my
Where's
whole
it
life.
From?
It's French.
So we're joined by actor extraordinaire Kyle. Is that actor extraordinaire?
Yeah, I'll take that, yeah.
Yeah, sweet.
Never had it before, but
no.
I'll take it now.
Yeah, I don't know what extraordinaire...
That's one for the poster, that one, mate.
I don't know what extraordinaire adds to the... If I'd have said... What does that mean? If people go, oh, he's an actor, and then I go, actor extraordinaire, I go, fuck, shit.
Well, I will.
That's French,
that
isn't it?
Yeah. Rumaj, how's your day been?
Not bad.
Yeah.
Mm.
What did you have for breakfast today?
I cooked some scrambled eggs.
So I want
a bit of bacon.
I got a sandwich maker.
You're not listening, are you?
No,
I'm
using your story to get into my thing.
I
got a. What do you add milk to your scrambled eggs?
No, just butter.
Right.
Mm.
What do you think about that?
I mean, people don't like the way I do scrambled eggs.
Why? So how do you do scrambled eggs?
I do it in a microwave.
Do you? Like in a mug?
Hell.
Old school.
Do
in
you?
A mug?
In a bowl.
Nice.
So you mix it in a bowl. Do you add anything to that?
So I mix in a bowl, salt, pepper, cheese.
Yeah.
And then microwave, take it out, whip it up, back in the
microwave. Because you say whip it up, because if you put it in the microwave, aren't you just making like a big egg pasta, aren't you? Because like, it's just going to...
You can stick a stick in it and make it a lolly.
It's going to solidify inside
there. Yeah, it gets like foamy, big and foamy.
And then you mix it up.
Yeah.
Sort of little chef style, isn't it? The scrambled eggs like that.
Have you seen that fucking rank thing where, like, that device where you pour the egg into it and then, like, you cook it and then it pushes out like an egg poo?
Yeah, I've seen that.
That fucking long egg.
Why would you want that? Like an egg sausage. Why would you want
that at all?
Have your egg presented in that way.
How do you do your scrambled eggs?
I did just say, didn't I? Just a bit of butter.
All right.
Frying pan.
Fuck me, you've got some attitude in you today. go on.
Bit of butter,
chili sauce
in a frying pan. No, salt and pepper. Yeah. Maybe sometimes some spring onions.
Oh, nice!
Mm. I don't like spring onions actually.
No, I don't
so
normally.
I won't be having any of your.
Don't worry. Some people put feta cheese in. It's quite nice.
Yeah, cunts do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's putting feta cheese in scrambled eggs? Fucking wankers.
Not me.
I mean, I don't eat egg anyway. But I've been trying to get the vegan equivalent.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Like you make this I'd be trying to make tofu scramble.
Is that nice?
It's awful.
No,
but I've had it at restaurants. I've not had it. Who has tofu scramble at a restaurant? I've had it at a cafe in Brighton or some shit.
Yeah.
And it tasted great. And I thought, let me try and replicate this. And I spent for the block of tofu to get the equivalent, you're looking about £4.
Yeah.
So that's £4 straight off the bat.
Yeah.
And then there's a high risk that you'll fuck it up. Because tofu, there's like a 10-second window of cooking time when it's right.
Right.
For that use. So anyway, that's my...
What did you have for breakfast?
So I bought a sandwich toaster.
Right, like a Breville.
Like a Breville. I say I bought it, my wife bought it.
Mm.
Is it like the triangle ones, or is it like the...
That sort of cut it off for you.
The ones that are like, you know, that kind of grill.
They're
like
oysters.
Vibe?
You know,
Oysters.
You know, like they turn each half of the sandwich into a clam looking.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay, right. Because there's one that's got like, and it gives them lines.
It does give them a line. Yeah, so they get a little split down there.
Easy to cut it.
Except Lisa, Lisa was like really excited. She's got this sandwich, says, do you want it for breakfast? Like, sweet. The main issue is obviously I don't eat cheese, so we're trying to find the best. So we bought like four types of vegan cheese to try and try all this shit out and see if it worked. She doesn't respect the fucking fact that you're not supposed to put filling all the way across the fucking bread, mate. So you're supposed to like look at what the thing does, where your filling's supposed to go, and put it in little piles on that bit. She's just fucking slamming it across the whole thing. Like, it's insane, mate. Anyway, it tasted good.
Did you tell her that?
I didn't say it like that, but I said you got to respect the borders, okay? This isn't like
you play this.
Well, yeah, this isn't the EU, okay? There's not free movement. Anyway, that's my breakfast.
It's making me hungry, and I've had
because you haven't had breakfast. Have
I haven't had a thing.
No. Why not?
I don't really get time because I wake up quite late.
Yeah,
I wake up as late as possible.
Right. So,
for everything.
And you're about to be in a new sitcom that's coming out soon, right?
I am, yes.
So can you tell us about it?
Flats.
Yes. So this is Jamie Demetrius' character.
Yeah, yeah.
And can you tell what you do? So this is like for those of you that don't know, he's an estate agent. It's fucking hilarious.
He's an estate agent extraordinaire.
Yes, there you go. Yeah. It's really funny. I saw Graham Linehan tweet about it. Have you seen this tweet?
Yeah, yeah.
Where he said it's like the best pilot he's ever seen. No.
What? The best first episode.
Best first episode. I think he said best first episode he's ever seen, I think he said.
What? The actual episode?
The first episode.
He said it restored his faith in comedy.
It is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're in it. I mean, you understand.
No, I would have said that even if I wasn't in it. Like, when I saw the blap.
Yes.
I was like, this is incredible.
Right.
And then 17 and a half years later.
You made it.
When I read the script at audition, I was like, still, like, this is brilliant.
Yeah.
And I think there's, like, I think he said that every 3 seconds there's an attempt to make someone laugh.
Right.
Whereas, like, in some things there's just, like, there's some jokes scattered around.
Yeah.
But in that it's constantly, like, at the screening, I missed most of it because I was laughing so much.
Really, yeah.
Yeah.
And what do you play in it?
I play one of the other estate agents in the office, Dean.
Right.
So I'm the one in the office that thinks everyone's a fucking idiot.
You're in the right place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because everyone else is mad.
Yeah.
And my character's pretty much like.
So you're like the viewer, I guess, in a way.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And what is that like to play that kind of, play it straighter than everyone else is playing? Is that tough or what?
It is when you've got those actors and those characters. I mean, Katie Wicks is amazing in it. Al Roberts, Tash is in it.
Yeah.
Ellie. And Christos, who played the dad.
Yeah.
Who's a Greek actor, Cypriot?
He's from
Cyprus.
What's that big film?
You don't have to get nervous. I don't think it's the type of racism that you can get in trouble for, man.
Okay,
if you don't,
he's not one of them.
Yeah.
But he's he was amazing,
right?
And considering like English is his second language, and the way that it's written is like kind of broken English anyway.
Yeah,
he was just incredible, and it is. Yeah, it was quite difficult to. Not let that silliness rub off on me.
Yeah, yeah.
And also to keep a straight face.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's great. Yeah, I can't wait for that.
When's it coming out?
I've heard 22nd of June.
Okay.
Should release this then at the same time.
Why? To compete with it directly?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, we look forward to seeing that. I think... Jamie's wicked. So
yeah, he is. He's great.
It should be very good. As much as I hate to sort of...
you don't like praising other people, do you? Or comedians specifically?
Well, the reason is, it's not a horrible reason. It's just I'm very insecure.
Right.
And so the idea of sort of promoting and bigging up someone who's working in a very similar field, that feels
risky.
Yes, it does feel risky.
Because they might not return the praise.
No, not because of that. It's because, like, you know, I don't think it doesn't matter what everyone else is in comedy because I'm operating in my own lane. My lane is very fragile, right? There's shit all over my lane. Do you know what I mean? I'm going to have to pull over, any fucking second. So, do you know what I mean? I'm not in that. But, I do try and big up, but when I do big up other, like, comedians or comic actors or whatever, I think to myself, nah, that's enough. Yeah. Nah, you've just taken 6 months off your career. Then everyone starts to love that. Then you're going to be fucked. They don't want to see any projects from you, dickhead. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So that's the thing I'm dealing with.
Okay.
You know? I'm a hater.
In a nutshell.
Here's a little bit that you like to call. How did you get into hip-hop?
Kyle, you're a hip-hop fan.
I am, yeah. I wouldn't say I'm a crazy hip-hop fan. Like, I've always been a big R&B fan.
Right.
And then I think I really liked hip-hop growing up. And I used to rap. I was a Gram MC.
For real?
Once upon a time, yeah.
What was your MC name?
Clay's.
Clay's.
Yeah, Clay's Flames. I had a surname and everything. Clay's Flames.
And what was that to put on application for and stuff like that? Yeah. It's just, you can't leave that box blank, can you?
So I did that for a while. I did that like, but I
was that as solo artist or in?
I was in a group
or?
Called Red Hot,
right?
And then I also did my own stuff.
So I did that. Were you like years. Bone Thugs in that everybody else had flames at the end of their neck because you were Red Hot? No,
I was the only one.
Okay. So you wouldn't have like grass flames or wood flames or anything?
No,
like that?
No. Just the Clay's Flames.
Okay, fair enough. What were the other guys called?
There was Terra, there was Jaxxaw, there was Gracious K.
Gracious Gay, did you say?
Gracious
Gay. He said Gracious Gay. Yeah, that's
Gay
correct.
That was alter ego.
That was one of the members of Red Hot, Gracious Gay.
J Formula, that was one of my favourite names. J
Did
Formula.
You say J Homosexual?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, cool. That's what I thought I heard. See, it's most likely named for one of them as a
be like, what the fuck did you say? What did you call me, bro? Where did he record that thing?
So how successful are you? How successful are Red Hot?
We had a song that was our biggest song that we hated and everyone else loved.
Right.
Which was called Junior Spesh.
Yeah.
It was about chicken and chips.
Yeah.
And we put that out and
it's like a big YouTube hit, wasn't it?
Yeah. Everyone fucking loved it apart from us. Junior Spesh, 7 up 5 leg. Make sure you give me mayonnaise on the left. Ain't got 7 up, then I want Dr. Pepe. Ain't got what I want, then I go HS. Feeling rich and I go KF. If it's Jack Sword, then he wants side breads. Make sure you give me Tish Forks or Pep. Next. Genius special with a bite or a side breast. £2. How much is the rest?
I don't know.
Or mayonnaise on the left.
20 pence.
Chicken in the
you pot. Hated it. Why?
Actually, to be honest, I think it was just me that hated it the most. I think everyone else was like, yeah, man, we're really doing something and we're all getting these views. It was a joke song. It was basically a song about the chicken and chip shop opposite our studio.
Right.
So we always used to get food from there.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we were making some hard-hitting shit. We were making some, like, we were trying to talk politically. We were trying to talk economically. No, not really. But we was, like, saying some stuff. And then we thought, let's make this stupid song about chicken and chips. And everyone fucking loved it.
Yeah.
And then,
and then you're thinking, fuck me. They love the chicken and chips song, but the one about macroeconomic policy, they're just
not with
it. Shit about.
Done it about seven mac views. And cheese.
Yeah. About the Stiglitz like growth model. Why aren't they fucking listening to that?
We went on YouTube with that. And
it went big, right?
Yeah, it's major. Hated it. Hated every second of it. I refused to pay for the video. So,
but the others were really
this
into
is
it.
Unbelievable. Like, you properly
the success. Or
yeah, so I said I wasn't going to come.
Hated it.
I said I was not going to turn up to the video. They're like, you can't do that, bro. So I was like, well, fine, I'll turn up, but I'm not paying for it.
Yeah.
So they all
got paid.
No, not at all. Jax is still getting paid now. He's like from PRS and PPR. And
right.
And he's like, whenever I ask him about it, he's like, shut up, bruv, you weren't involved. So
he should have chipped in, mate.
When he drives past me in his Lamborghini and I'm waiting for a minicab.
Yeah.
He always reminds me of that. And then we did two videos, actually. We did a really shit one, which was a big one. And then it was shot like 280p or something.
Yeah.
And
What does that mean, Roman?
Shit, I think.
Okay.
The quality on YouTube,
right.
I mean.
Yeah.
And then we shot...
Not HD.
We shot another one for Channel U.
Yeah.
In like a restaurant, a proper restaurant.
So you're going for the food theme again?
It was the same video. Same song.
Oh, you shot two videos for the same song?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
And I refused to pay for any of them. I was like, no way.
With the is there like a proper restaurant?
Like a nice restaurant, but with the chicken and chips.
Yeah.
So I've done a plate.
And which video did you prefer?
Maybe I reckon the second one, because we had more people in there and it was like, but overall I just hated the whole thing, and people still see me and say, oh yeah, you did Genius Special. In fact, I went to a barbecue yesterday with those guys, and I put up a picture on Instagram last night, and people in the comments have written like, oh, Genius Special, because that was a song, and that was 2007.
And did you look at that and just go, fuck this fucking Genius Special? Yeah, fucking,
I always did.
Now we're talking about it.
Yeah. That's the main reason we got you on, is
feeding the fire.
Junior special.
Another 55 minutes to live.
So what's your... So hold on, you said you're into R&B.
Yeah.
What sort of R&B you listen to?
Ella May, and like, I like... I did like... Wasn't it Sabrina Claudio before the racism? And... Kalani, Jhené Aiko, them kind of vibes.
Has Kalani just come out about this? Hasn't she come out and said something about this Rita Ora track?
I don't know about that. What's she said?
That there's some problem with it. She's got a problem with the lyrics on the new Rita Ora track. I don't know. It's a Twitter moment.
Right.
That's the reason I mention it.
Right.
But I didn't really delve. I couldn't really figure out what exactly had gone on.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's something to look up.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll do that.
I listened to just while we're talking about R&B, Kelly Rowland just came up on a selection with this song about her just getting eaten out, like this is oral sex. Do you know what I'm talking about? Kisses Down Low or something.
No.
Is this a new
one? Is that
like
an album track?
Back in the day.
Yeah, it's like, it's pretty full on.
Mm.
I wasn't expecting to see Kelly.
Right.
You know, because I'm used to, my impression of Kelly, she's sitting in a window wearing, where the fuck Nelly, you know, where's Nelly at?
Texting him on Microsoft
Still
Excel.
Yeah, exactly. And then, this is the bit where, like, 2 years later, he's finally, like, not 2 years later, fucking years and years later, she's, like, figured out, okay, let me email him because his Excel thing's not working. And now he's turned up. There's a story in the song, he's turned up and she's gone, well, you've taken so fucking long, mate, you're going to have to go downtown. And that's what the song's about.
Right.
Yeah. But Nelly's not on it, I assume, because he's in action.
Didn't he get arrested?
What?
Didn't Nelly get arrested
Did
recently?
He? What for?
So, actually,
I think maybe. Yeah. Somebody to do gun charges or something.
Okay, if this is just speculation by you two, this is fucking... I mean,
no,
I haven't
heard
any
people
of this.
There.
I'm
that's
sure
two, that's the majority.
Sort of okay,
that
I'm going to Google this. Do you listen to any Trey songs at all?
Yes.
So are you a fan?
Yeah.
What Trey songs, what astounds me about Trey songs is his ability to combine what is a beautiful sugary melody with some of the most brutal fucking shit I've ever fucking heard in my life.
Have you heard him rap?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
He's
actually
good, isn't it?
Yeah, he's actually got skills. Yeah.
He is good.
He's very talented.
He started, I don't know if you saw, there was a video that came out recently where like girls are trying to get on stage and dance with him, but he had some like allegations.
Yeah.
And since then he's not, because he used to like get women on stage and pick them up and do all sorts of shit. And since then like girls are trying to get on stage and he's just running away from everyone. There's like someone's made like a thing of him just running away from girls.
He doesn't want to get up
loads
in charges.
Of different,
runs off stage?
Like just running around the stage like away from them.
Have you seen the video? The video of John Legend?
No.
There's a video of John Legend, I think it is John Legend, getting a girl up on stage and he's sort of dancing with her and she sort of winds up on him and he just basically is nursing a semi.
Oh,
it's
God.
Just blatant in the video. He's wearing
John Legend?
Yeah.
How do you
the
know?
Piano guy?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, but he can stand up, but he does have it in his, it is in his skill set to get up from the piano.
Stand.
That's because he's always nursing a semi. That's why
he's wearing some quite baggy trousers.
I didn't think that was his vibe, getting girls on stage.
I didn't either, but he did.
Oh,
was this recently?
I need to look this up now because the way
so
you're making
Googling
me feel
happening.
Fucking.
We haven't even caught up with the Nelly stuff.
No, I know. I'm just going to look up John Legend erection. So
Google image that one.
Yeah, look, John Legend boner on stage.
Oh,
yeah, John Legend gets a boner on stage. John Legend gets a huge erection during a live performance in the Netherlands. So there you go. And then the third article is London Olympics. US rower denies he had erection during medal ceremony. So There you go. That's another bit of news for you. Anyway, Nelly arrested. Okay,
this, for nursing I'm sort a of, semi.
I need to not be laughing while
it's
I read
a gun
this.
Joke. Nursing a semi.
Yeah, no. It's what allegations it? Of rape.
Oh right.
Released with no charges.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, really, if you want to find out about this story, mm-hmm. you should not listen to me sort of skim read this article.
just highlighting a couple of
key words. That was quite serious. And there you go. There's Nelly for you.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, man, what's your favorite hip-hop album?
Okay, so what would you say is your favorite hip-hop album?
Marshall Mathers LP.
Nice.
Y'all act like you never seen a white person before. Jaws all on the floor like Pam, like Tommy just burst in the door. They started whooping her ass first than before. They first were divorced, sewing her over furniture. It's the return of the... Oh, wait, no, wait, you're kidding. He didn't just say what I think he did he? And Dr. Dre said... Nothing, you idiots. Dr. Dre's dead. He's locked in my basement.
Why in particular that album?
I think it was the first time that I'd heard something. I was like, you can really just say anything.
Right.
As a rapper and your kind of, as a way of expression, you can just say whatever you want.
Yeah.
And I guess I always when I was, as a Gram MC, I was just like, on listening to Gram, I was like, yeah, you can just chat shit. But I didn't think like... You could be that provocative,
right?
And then I was like, well, he can, and people love it. So, yeah.
When you were a Grime MC and you were doing like, you know, in the Junior Spesh days, you know what I'm talking about, Junior Spesh.
What's that?
Yeah,
Chicken Guys,
the thing, innit? when you were doing that, did you ever worry about offending people with your lyrics or anything like that? Would there be certain things that you'd want to talk about that you didn't talk about, or was that even a consideration for you?
I think most of my, I was one of them MCs that was always just like, my lyrics are all very much, I'm better than you.
Yeah.
Kind of vibes. Whereas some people are just like guns and knives. And then some people are just talking about girls and some people. I was always pretty much just like, I'm the best.
Right.
So it wasn't really offensive stuff.
Yeah.
But I just didn't realize that you could like say those kind of things.
Yeah.
I never really wanted to.
Did you ever think about being one of those grime MCs that just has the one line that you just keep spitting over and over again? It feels like a lower, less labour intensive.
Yeah, we had a couple of them in Red Hot. I was never I was more content.
Right.
Because I was so good at English literature.
So what do you think of Eminem now?
The last thing I heard, I didn't listen to that new song with Beyonce.
No.
I mean, I heard it, but I didn't listen to it.
Right.
The last thing I heard was his verse on Big Sean's album.
Right.
No Favors, on that song. And I was like, oh shit. Like, he's still got it. Yeah. I mean, I didn't expect that he'd have lost it, but... I was surprised to hear him on that, to be honest.
Yeah.
So ahead of my time, late means I'm early, my age is reversing, I'm basically 30, amazingly sturdy, zany and wordy, brainy and nerdy, blatantly dirty, insanely perverted, rapey and scurvy, they blame me for murdering Jamie Lee Curtis, said I put a face in the furnace, beater with a space heater, a piece of furniture, egg beater, thermos. It may be disturbing, what I'm saying is cringeworthy, but I'm urinating on Fergie. Call Shady number 81, Shirley, I'm turning into the Aaron Hernandez. A rap state of emergency, the planet's having panic attacks. Brady's returning, matter of fact, I may be deserving of a pat on the back like a Patriots jersey.
The one that I've been listening to loads is that Caterpillar with Royce the 5'9". We talked about it on the last.
Oh, I haven't heard that.
The video is so good. Royce the 5'9" is like on some like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so he, in this video for Caterpillar, I think it's Royce does two verses and Eminem does the last one. And the whole time that Royce is rapping, Eminem standing completely still. It just looks fucking cool.
Yeah.
And then Royce stands still and Eminem starts like going off.
Right, right.
What's he doing with his hands?
He's sort of going all over the place, right. Really. Like, I've got to say, I can't. It's a weird question.
Eminem. Sorry. What is he say? He's completely still. I was just imagining him, like with his hands.
Yeah, no. So he's got his hand in his pockets and he's jerking himself off while Royce. Is that what you want to hear?
He's nursing a semi.
He is fucking furiously wanking while Royce the 5'9" is rapping.
There's a theme.
Yeah. So I don't know why he did that, but it certainly helped him like on the verse because he seemed very angry about it. Just sort of ah. Fucking hell, been wanking all this time while I was waiting to get started. But it's unbelievable. It's so good. I want Eminem to shave off the beard.
It's not. It's that when you trim it underneath.
Yeah,
it doesn't work.
Well, I don't know if I've seen that. Have a look.
See what you
so
think.
So much googling in this podcast.
Yeah. Look up Eminem new beard boner on stage.
It comes up with a thing about Nelly.
Yeah, have a look.
And it looks like he sort of dyed it a bit as well, doesn't it?
Yes, do he has. I mean? It's different.
Has he?
Yeah. I think so. He must have.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
No, I don't know.
This is a new segment of the podcast, live reaction to Google images.
Yeah. Okay, let's make this an item.
Why don't you describe it for us?
We're gonna ask Kyle to Google certain
rappers'
images
beards,
and he's going to give us his take on them. Next thing I want you to Google is Nelly without plaster. Tell me what you think.
He didn't have a plaster in Real Husbands of Hollywood, did he?
I mean, there's a lot to unpack there. First of all, what's Real Husbands of Hollywood? No, I'm joking. No, I don't think he did have a plaster in that.
But now seeing him with it, that's not even... That's not plaster, is it?
A load of sellotape.
This segment is fucking gold.
It's great.
What do you think it is? That's just like...
It's a bit of tape.
It's like a sticker, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It's like a bit of sticker you get around the actual sticker.
Yeah, it's a bit of tape, yeah. Okay.
Did we ever find out what that was for?
Yeah, I do know what it's for.
Go on.
Well, I know vaguely. It was in memory of a mate of his.
Who had a sticker on his face.
Yeah, sticker face. It was a memory of a mate of his sticker face who's not around.
Can we do one more of this segment?
Okay. Yeah. Can you Google LL Cool J Panther, please?
Whoa.
You got it?
Yeah.
Okay, now,
describe
Kyle,
it for
I want to
us.
Ask, yeah, can you tell, what are you looking at right now?
I'm looking at a picture of LL Cool J next to a briefcase with handcuffs on.
Yeah.
In front of him is a panther with a gold chain on.
Okay, here's my second question for you, Kyle.
Yeah.
Is that panther... This is the album cover for Walking With a Panther by LL Cool J. Is that panther real?
As in, is it a real panther or is it really there?
No, I believe it's really there.
Oh, I don't.
You don't believe it's really there?
Oh, I thought it was like a Photoshop thing.
No, this is like, when did that album come out?
It was like 83.
But I mean, as in like they've edited that panther to be...
No, I'm asking if you think that panther's real.
Oh.
Did they get a panther down to the shoot?
Yeah,
and put a gold chain on it.
Do you know the answer to this?
Okay, so this is I'm in fucking Twitter wars about this, right? Mm. So a few podcasts ago, I said that I didn't think the panther was real, and somebody tweeted me going, "Look at the back of the album, and the panther's in a slightly different position." Mm. Then somebody else joined in and said, "No, it's definitely not a real panther." Mm. Then the same person sent me an article where LL Cool J talks about how difficult it was to get that panther to do that,
right?
So he's saying it's a real panther. Yeah, yeah. But what I'm saying is, in response to that, is that if I had done a photo shoot with a cardboard panther and somebody asked me about it years later, I think I'd probably say it was real as well.
Oh.
So anyway,
what should we call that section? Google
image feedback.
Rappers.
Google...
Rapper images.
Look into that more.
Are you really fascinated by that panther thing?
I just it looks a bit edited to me.
Yeah, okay. Maybe.
Like they took the picture of the panther somewhere else.
Can you come back to us on it? Because that is still up for debate, what the deal is with that panther.
What I need is a picture of someone taking the picture. Yeah, so right, like a behind the scenes, so that I know that.
Very rare photo.
Yeah. what I think is, though, here's the evidence that I think it might be a real panther, that they got a panther down. Because Walking with a Panther, should we be honest, is the fucking dumbest album title ever. And it's a kind of album title where you do the photo shoot for the album and the panther is just causing all sorts of fucking mayhem.
Yeah.
And you think, this was so difficult that I think we just got to name it after this experience. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, Kyle, are you listening to hip hop at the moment?
Not really.
No. What current artists do you like?
I love Cardi B.
Right.
Yeah, I need to get on top of this Cardi B business.
What you? Okay.
Come on, educate me.
What? You don't know Cardi B?
Oh, yeah, I know. Okay. From sort of cameos on other tunes.
Man, I thought you would have learned a lesson about liking pictures, not returning texts. I guess it's fine, man, I get the message. You still stutter after certain questions. You keep in contact with certain exes. Do you though? Trust me, nigga, it's cool though. Said that you was working, but you out here chasing culo and boot thighs, chilling poolside, living two lives. I could have did what you did to me to you a few times, but if
why
I
do you like Cardi B, Kyle?
Mainly because I think that she's not that good. But if anyone else was doing what she was doing, I'd be like, nah.
she pulls it off.
But her personality is everything.
Yeah. Right.
Incredible.
Mm. Yeah.
And adding that to the music, and I know that, like, she... I mean, maybe two years ago, she was a stripper. She was just stripping.
Yeah. Not just like, a stripper. Not just... Hold on, Kyle. Not just a stripper.
Oh, sorry.
A stripper extraordinaire.
She was only stripping.
Right. Mm. Yeah.
And now she's, like, killing it. And breaking records and all of that.
How did she get discovered?
She was on Love & Hip Hop.
Right.
As a like a person, because she was an Instagram personality anyway, just because she was like,
she's funny, right?
Yeah, she's
like
really
comedian
funny.
Mm.
Yeah,
like she's she's good,
and she's pregnant.
Yes, she is pregnant with Offset's kid. Hopefully,
who's with who?
Offset.
Who's that?
From Migos.
Migos. Do you like Migos?
Migos. Yeah. Ah.
Why they decided to do a double album is fucking beyond me, man.
Who?
Migos.
I didn't know that.
Their last one's like a double in it, I'm pretty sure, and I need to Google this.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it is a fucking double album. How dare you question me, Kyle?
I just had no idea.
Okay. So, actually, that's because nobody listens to physical shit anymore. Why would you know it's a double album?
Yeah, true.
It's all just a really long line of...
Yeah.
Anyway, I played Lisa, the Childish Gambino video.
This is America, yeah.
This is America, yeah. Lisa used to be a drama teacher. She's not a hip-hop fan. In fact, I'd go as far to say she's a hater.
Right.
She don't like it, right?
She's glad you're here today, though.
Yes, she is, yeah. she thinks it's fucking unbelievable. Like, I play it to her, she goes, that is art. Like, she was losing her mind about it. It is good, right?
Yeah, man. This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping up. Don't catch you slipping up. Look what I'm whipping up.
Do you think this is one thing I think about it? So it's a statement. And listen, there's no point in me trying to add to the. I mean, I'm not as intelligent as either of you. There's no point in me trying to add to. There's been shitloads of analysis of that video. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, the imagery of it, the symbolism of it. But I was watching it thinking there is. There must be racist people, or just like people that are just not into that kind of thing, that just think, have a totally different interpretation of this video, right? Because that video is an indictment of the gun culture and racism and a statement on race in America. Mm-hmm. But I could imagine some guy in middle America watching that and thinking it's a story of a black man gunning down a group of people and being rightly chased down for it. Do you know what I mean? Because he shoots that guy at the top, he shoots the choir down, and then the video closes with him running away from some white people. Ooh, yeah. Just imagine some racist summer going, what justice is being served?
Yeah. Well, that's right.
But that, what a fucking brave video to put out.
Yeah,
man.
For real, man.
It's mad.
Yeah.
It's mad. Are you a Childish Gambino fan?
Yeah, I am. Yeah. I loved Because the Internet.
Yeah.
What was the second one called?
With Redbone on it.
Yeah.
Why do I keep Googling shit? I need, let me try and remember it. I can't remember, but it's a great album. Remember.
Yeah, that's great. And I think he's just like, as a all-rounder. What is an all-rounder now?
Polymath. What do you mean, what is an all-rounder?
Triple
threat. Andrew Flintoff?
What is class as a... Because a triple threat is singing, dance and acting, right?
Right, yeah. Yeah.
But can you be a triple threat in three other things?
Yeah, if you were really good at darts, snooker and pottery, I think that's a triple threat as well.
I bet he is.
Yeah, but everyone must be good at three things.
That's true. You get some guy, I play Monopoly, Connect Four and Operation.
You're a triple threat.
I'm a fucking triple threat. yeah, that's a very good point. I don't know if it's a specific set of skills.
Yeah, but I think he's sick as an actor, a writer, a musician.
What sort of slightly annoys me about him is like everything I really love, he's unbelievable at it, and you can't help feeling threatened by that. Do you know what I mean? And
has now he done anything shit? There must be something shit out there.
I'm sure there is something shit somewhere. Yeah. But, yes, but that'll be some. That'll be part of his development process that's led him to be the genius that he is today.
Yeah, there you go.
All he's got to do now is crack like vegan cheese, and now I'll have to kill him. Do you know what I mean? He's moved into fucking every area.
What threat would he
become then? Dairy threat, mate.
There you go.
Migos got had crisps, didn't it? Or made crisps?
Did they?
Yeah.
What were they called?
I don't know. But there's a video of what is his name? I think it's Lil Yachty or someone else reacting to Migos crisps.
Do you know something? The idea of watching a video of Lil Yachty reacting to anything. I can't.
Does he eat the whole bag? Or?
And he's popping journal. That's where. Because there's memes of y'all might just did some. And that's what he said when he was like, y'all might just did some.
Pharaoh Munch.
You can't imagine Gary Lineker saying that.
I'm trying to think of rapper snack names now. Pharaoh Munch.
That's good.
Yeah. Luda Kringles.
Luda Crisps.
Okay, that's much better. Why did I say Kringles?
Why has he made that harder? Than...
Oh my god!
I want to think of
they more. Must exist. Sorry, just having a Google.
Luda Crisps.
They've got to exist.
If somebody can, somebody tweet us.
That's a
can
good
you tweet us
thing,
if you? Yeah, yeah. If you've got rapper snack names, that's our next.
Does it,
thing.
Is it just snacks?
Oh, breakfast
or
cereal.
Luda Crisp.
Yeah.
Okay, sick.
There you go. Just
with anything under Luda Kringle, could you just see if anybody else has come up with that gold of an idea?
Do you mean Luda Crisps?
Oh,
shit. Oh, man. Hip hop gripes.
Is there anything about hip hop you don't like?
I don't like that. Now, like, people can just chat shit and or be shit.
How do you mean?
Like, back in the day, you couldn't be shit. You'd just, like, you wouldn't make it as a rapper.
Right, right, right.
Shit.
Right.
And there's a lot of people just, like, saying nothing. And, I mean, I like mumble rap. And I think Migos, I really like some of Migos' songs.
Yeah.
But there's also, like, Lil Pump.
Yeah.
And Tekashi 6ix9ine and all that stuff. And he's not saying nothing. And I'm just like, I don't like that.
Yeah. That Gotti tune is a stain on humanity.
Yeah.
Man. It's the fucking worst.
Yeah.
I just can't fucking believe it. But the thing about that is that it's got almost as many dislikes that YouTube video as it has got likes. I mean, people fucking hate it.
That's the dream.
People really fucking hate it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I agree with you, but like, I know what you're saying. But then sometimes you hear occasionally one of those tracks to come and you go, actually, this is quite good.
Yeah, like Gucci Gang is very catchy, annoyingly catchy. And you're like, even if you, no matter
Gucci
how
Gang,
much,
Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang.
Yeah, no matter how much you hate it, if you hear it, you're going to start. Even Gucci Gang. They're gonna start singing along to it.
Yeah. Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang,
Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang. I'm getting like that with that Kanye tune.
Which one? Kanye? What, the Scoobity Whoop?
The Scoobity Whoop?
Yeah. Genuinely.
Scoop diddy poop. Whoop diddy whoop. That is a joke, that tune, right?
Yeah, it's gotta be.
It has to be.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. He put it, it was on Spotify for like a day.
Oh, is it not on there now?
Nah.
Right.
It got taken down. Because I guess, like when you tweet something without nuance, people have gone, oh, have you seen that's what Kanye thinks is good music. But yeah. he did say before, I'm going to do.
This is the biggest verse or whatever.
Yeah. He was taking the piss. Mm. And then people started going, oh my God.
Gone
first
mad.
Trump.
He's and definitely now gone mad.
Yeah.
Funny joke.
Have you seen the TI Breakfast Club interview?
No.
It's very good.
Why, what happened? Watch.
He's just talking about like when he met up with Kanye and...
So the story behind this track, Ye versus the People, is that T.I., all the stuff that T.I. says in that track, he actually was saying to him in conversation,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And then they just decided to put it down on like a...
Yeah. So there was apparently a four-hour conversation that they had before they... Because they just met up because they hadn't seen each other in years and T.I. had seen all this stuff and it was like, man, what you doing? And then they met up and then had like a four-hour chat and they were like, do you want to record something?
Yeah.
And then they did. But that interview is really good. Mm. And T.I. is just talking about like how he was trying to get through to him and whatnot and what he thinks Kanye's doing and all that.
Yeah. What do you think about what Kanye's doing?
It's
great, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that he has always been like kind of just trying to evoke emotions and start something new. And but I think that slavery comment was mad.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like not fussed about it until I was just like, oh, Kanye's doing some shit. But then when I saw that, I was like, yeah, well, what you're saying is a bit crazy. Like,
well, I mean, I obviously I'm not really in a position to comment on it, but what I do know is that it sounds like the sort of thing that racists like to hear. Do you know what I mean? That slavery was a choice and it's like a mental choice to continue having that mentality and blah, blah, blah. And I tweeted out recently, but you know that Joyner Lucas song? I don't know if you heard this Joyner Lucas song, I'm Not Racist.
Yes. Yeah.
So that one of the arguments when he's playing the white guy in that is that black people choose to remain in that state of like mental slavery or whatever. Mm. So it's a fucking... It's a really... it's a hot button thing to say, you know, for racists. And so you're a Trump supporter and then you come out and say that. I can understand why he's got the shit that he's got.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but someone tweeted a thing about it being performance art. I don't know if you saw that, but someone tweeted like this whole thread of maybe like 15 tweets of like things that he's said and comparing it to something that, not Andy Kaufman, someone else, but around like in that kind of group.
Yeah, I get. Yeah, I have heard that. And like, there is this argument that he believes his life is art. Like everything he does is art, and so it's all full of. But you know, it's not amazing to just say lots of contrarian bollocks to generate. You know, of course you can generate reaction off of that.
Yeah.
But like, you could generate a reaction if you think, I think fucking kids is great. Like, obviously people react to that. It doesn't make you an artist. Do you know what I mean? So I just don't. I just sort of don't get it. There's something, if you don't really believe something and you just say it to create a reaction, there's no real weight to that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like,
but so the other conclusion is that he means it, in which case that is concerning in different ways.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, for real. I'd like to see what the kind of conclusion is.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know that, well, T.I. talks about Kanye telling him that he wants to run for president 2024.
Yes. I do think it's interesting that, like, you know, Kanye says Trump becoming president has given him the belief to think that he can be president.
Mm.
And I believe that's just based on a level of competence. Because, like, Obama was actually pretty... I mean, Obama made mistakes, but he's competent, you know?
Yeah.
Like, whereas Trump, anybody now can be president. Because that's what he's done. He's opened it up.
Yeah.
You know, it's suddenly like finding out that a certain university has dropped the grade boundaries to get in. Do you know what I mean? Like, suddenly you think anybody could have a go at this now.
I can't remember who said it, but they said it's the equivalent of Kris Jenner running for president.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Plug one, plug two. Guest plugs for you.
Look, we're out of time, Carl, unfortunately. It's gone quick, isn't it? Is there anything, apart from staff, is there anything else that you're doing that you want to big up to us?
I was on Friday night dinner last night. Not last night, because that was Saturday. Friday night. So yeah. Check that out if you want.
Okay.
That's episode 2 of series 5. 5 series. It's good. Yeah,
that is good. That doesn't happen anymore, really, does it? Right. Well, it does. I mean, it literally just, you just explained how it happened. So for me to immediately go, that doesn't happen anymore, seems insane. Seems insane for that to be my immediate comment. But anyway.
It is rare, though.
Yeah, it is rare.
Yeah.
Doesn't ever happen, does it? Particularly not on Channel 4, involving Tom Rosenthal, does it? That never happens.
Anything he does, friend of the podcast. Just keep going forever.
All right, Wiki. Well, listen, thank you so much for coming on, man.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. Rumaj, you want to do the sign off for this?
No.
Best guest we've ever had?
I'd say so.
Yeah.
Right up there.
All right. Wicked. Nice one. Thanks, mate. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.